What's up, guys? Lane Johnson here. We are here in Huntsville, Texas, fishing here at Club Lake. Here with my good buddy Colby. He's going to be our guide today.
We're going to try to catch some black bass and maybe a crappie or two. See how we do. Another good eater.
First catch of the day, about a 2 ounce lily pad. There you go. The bass, like on the inside of their mouth, they have like a bunch of little sharp teeth, but so they can tear up your hand pretty good. So hopefully, if you know you had a good day of fishing, that part of your thumb will be nothing but raw material when you get done.
So Club Lake, it's a man-made lake. It's been here since the 70s. It's private. My family actually was the ones who built the lake, and so it's a nice place to be able to come and fish and relax and not have to worry about a bunch of boats and people harassing you.
Peace of mind is something that is very hard to find these days, so whenever you can find it, you got to hold on to it.
You know, I've been fishing ponds and stuff all my life. I'm not saying I'm a pro by any means, but you know, something I do enjoy doing.
Oh.
Fish on. Woo. Trying to loosen up this drag. First fish of the day.
Let me tell you something. That's a man right there.
That's a whopper right there, buddy. How lucky is that? Right there, son, is what you call a haul, Texas style.
That's a 6-pounder for sure.
The trick to taking a fish picture is, so the bigger you are, the further you want to hold the fish towards the camera. So you see the effect, how bigger it looks when you put it closer to the camera. So,
woo! Oh, that's a good one. Woo!
We add into the collection, we'll have a fish fry later.
That's right, boys. I think he'd be good to eat.
Keep them fresh till we're ready to take them home. So this is the result of a day on the water. We got fish frying, caught a pretty good amount. Non-GMO, non-farm raised fish, so about as best you can do. But now Kobe's frying them up. Kobe caught a lot today, so he added a lot to the collection. So it was a good day for us. Anytime you get a chance to spend time with friends and family, it's a fun time. So that's what I like to do when I'm away from football.
It's really kind of mind-boggling how well he's done. I'm still amazed that Lane could dribble a basketball, shoot, and run all at the same time. From when I saw him, whenever he was 8 years old, he had that, you know, that old fidget toe run or jog or whatever it was. To now, you know, being one of the top offensive linemen in the NFL is a big deal for a small town guy. That, as you've seen today, kind of how we grew to know him, so it's pretty impressive.